By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We always begin by listening to the glorious Quran. It comes along with the Urdu translation. So please do give your full attention. Remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, we must give our full attention to the recitation of the Holy Quran, as well as this, make good intentions. Let's move to our tilawat, inshallah, azzawajal, and then we shall come back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وما على الذين يتقون من حسابهم ولكن ذكرى لعلهم يتقون.
اور پرہیزگاروں پر ان کے حساب سے کچھ نہیں، ہاں نصیحت دینا شاید وہ باز آئیں.
وذر الذين اتخذوا دينهم لعبا ولهوا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وذكر به أن تبسل نفس بما كسبت.
اور چھوڑ دے ان کو جنہوں نے اپنا دین ہنسی کھیل بنا لیا اور انہیں دنیا کی زندگی نے فریب دیا، اور قرآن سے نصیحت دو کہ کہیں کوئی جان اپنے کیے پر پکڑی نہ جائے.
لیس لها من دون اللہ ولی ولا شفیع.
اللہ کے سوا نہ اس کا کوئی حمایتی ہو نہ سفارشی.
وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلٍ لَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا.
اور اگر اپنے عوض سارے بدلے دے تو اس سے نہ لیے جائیں.
أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبْسِلُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بما كانوا يكفرون.
یہ ہے وہ جو اپنے کیے پر پکڑے گئے، انہیں پینے کو کھولتا پانی اور دردناک عذاب بدلہ ان کے کفر کا.
قل اندعو من دون اللہ ما لا ينفعنا ولا يضرنا ونرد على اعقابنا بعد إذ هدانا الله كالذي استهوته الشياطين في الأرض حيران له أصحاب يدعونه إلى الهدى ائتنا.
تم فرماؤ کیا ہم اللہ کے سوا اس کو پوجیں جو ہمارا نہ بھلا کرے نہ برا، اور الٹے پاؤں پلٹا دیے جائیں بعد اس کے کہ اللہ نے ہمیں راہ دکھائی، اس کی طرح جسے شیطانوں نے زمین میں راہ بلا دی، حیران ہے اس کے رفیق اسے راہ کی طرف بلا رہے ہیں کہ ادھر آ.
قل ان هدى الله هو الهدى.
تم فرماؤ کہ اللہ ہی کی ہدایت ہے.
وامرنا لنسلم لرب العالمين.
اور ہمیں حکم ہے کہ ہم اس کے لیے گردن رکھ دیں جو رب ہے سارے جہان کا.
وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
اور یہ کہ نماز قائم رکھو اور اس سے ڈرو، اور وہی ہے جس کی طرف تمہیں اٹھنا ہے.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ
اور وہی ہے جس نے آسمان و زمین ٹھیک بنائے.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُن فَيَكُونَ
اور جس دن فنا ہوئی ہر چیز کو کہے گا ہو جا, وہ فوراً ہو جائے گی.
قَوْلُهُ الْحَقُّ وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ
اس کی بات سچ ہی ہے اور اسی کی سلطنت ہے جس دن سور پھونکا جائے گا.
عالم الغیب والشہادۃ وهو الحکیم الخبیر
ہر چھپے اور ظاہر کا جاننے والا اور وہی ہے حکمت والا خبردار.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهًا
اور یاد کرو جب ابراہیم نے اپنے باپ آزر سے کہا کیا تم بتوں کو خدا بناتے ہو.
اِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ
بے شک میں تمہیں اور تمہاری قوم کو کھلی گمراہی میں پاتا ہوں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of the channel, Alhamdulillah عز و جل, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah, we have listened to Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am has 165 verses. And if we were to think about it, my dear viewers, we've gone, 70 or so ayat have been recited, we have listened to. And subhanAllah, this is what we have reached. Alhamdulillahi azzal. Again, which shows what persistence, consistency, being consistent, steadfastness. And steadfastness, my dear viewers, inshallah, is the most important thing, really. It's the most important thing. First is steadfastness in our deen, in our faith. Steadfastness in our creed upon the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Steadfastness in performing good actions. So, there's different types of steadfastness. Steadfastness upon our salah. We do dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness in our salah. Yes, my dear viewers of the inshallah. So this is of huge importance, being steadfast. Alhamdulillah, being Muslim, just from the deen itself, it teaches us. It teaches us all of these things normally. Meaning, salah, steadfastness, being steadfast in, being good, refraining from bad, refraining from sins, regularly doing such things. And this teaches us, not only do we learn about morals and etiquettes and manners, etc., but it's a way of life. It's a way of life. Our deen, alhamdulillah, is a complete way of life. It is the only complete way of life, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And we are very, very fortunate that, the majority of us would have been born in Muslim families. The majority of us would have been born in Muslim families. And, it may be only due to this that we are Muslims. My dear viewers, inshallah, there should be more than this. There should be an understanding. We should know and learn about our deen. We should understand our deen, why our deen is correct. Alhamdulillah. And we learn, my dear viewers, inshallah, about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His manners, he's a true role model for each and every single one of us. The walking, talking Quran, as it said. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, his etiquette, everything in accordance to the Quran, beautiful and perfect and an example for us. Dear viewers of Madari channel, Alhamdulillah, we've all heard and we have listened to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, and inshallah, let's move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, مدینہ ساڈی جان ہے خاک مدینہ 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 ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا آقا گر کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی
بے کس کو گر بلاتے کس کو گئے بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا مل مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا مدینہ تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم الحمد لله عز وجل we've listened to the Naad Sharif Madani viewers of Madani channel alhamdulillah after having listened to the tilawat of the Quran the Naad Sharif of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم now moving on to today's topic what is today's topic we have a hugely important topic a brilliant topic Madani viewers Today's topic is, today we shall be speaking about greed. And yes, we've heard previously that there's different types of greed. There's, you know, there's good greed. Some people will think, well, good greed, greed's bad, isn't it? But it could be that a person has greed. Greed's when you know, what is the definition of greed? To be honest, and we need to check up the definition in the dictionary. Greed is generally considered bad. It's generally wanting more and more. When a person, you say this person is greedy, when other, or he's miserly, these words are used. When a person, he doesn't spend much. Or when a person just keeps things to himself. When a person, my dear viewers, he just wants more and more. You know, these things would generally be classed greedy. You'll think, you know, you're really, with children, you are stop being greedy, share it. This is what we would say. To children, we say, stop being greedy, share it. Look, you have two sweets, give one to your brother. Give one to your sister. You know, share it. Stop being greedy. So this is the term greedy we have. We also have it in, you know, somebody's having some food and again, he's eating on his own. Share it. Stop being greedy. A person is not spending on his own family. You know, the family need things. And he doesn't spend on his own family. He possibly go spend elsewhere. He's being greedy. A person, he really has so much and, you know, he's trying to get more in sly ways, in wrong ways, in haram ways. This is greed, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So all of these things, and yes, you know, we think, oh, these people are really greedy, miserly. This is not an attribute of a Muslim, my dear viewers. This is not an attribute of a good Muslim, a person who is greedy. It's not good, my dear viewers of Madani channel. We understand this. But then, on the other side, on the other hand, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we have another type of greed where a person he does possess greed he does want more this is generally what we consider greed to be to want more he does want more but and he does give his giving is his greed too so on the one hand we have a person who doesn't give that's greedy that person's greedy and there's another person who's giving and is always giving And this is a type of greed too, but this is a good greed. But some would think, how is that greed? Greed is when you keep things for yourself. How is it greed if you're giving it away, if a person's been generous? How is this greed? And subhanAllah, there's a beautiful story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they set out. And first they went to this place. I can't remember the name of this particular place. But what they had between themselves was that one individual did not have one horse or one camel. There was only three horses. But the camel's Madiv, it was not one individual, no. Three people were sharing. Three people were sharing. And this is in the instance for the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karam Allahu wajhahu kareem. And it's mentioned possibly Abu Lubaba. So these people were sharing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was, you know, on the camel, he was riding the camel. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stops. He dismounts from the camel. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, you know, now one of you lot get up on the camel. They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, it was split into three, that's fine. Ya Rasulullah, it's fine. Ya Rasulullah, you continue. And this we would, you know, we would do generally with the person. A person we respect and we love. You know, it may be an elderly person. We may think, no, it's fine, it's okay, I'll continue walking. You know, you may think, you know, I'll continue walking, no problem. It's fine, you get on the camel, you get on the seat, you be a bit comfortable, no problem. Let's just say, for example, nowadays, we're traveling on a train. We see there's an elderly man or elderly woman, and we should stand up for them. Allow them to take a seat, meaning if there's no other space, then we stand up for them and let them take a seat. Alhamdulillah, this is good manners, this is good etiquette, so respecting and honoring the elderly. So this is what we would do. But we wouldn't say to that person, oh, no, get up now, it's my turn. We say, no, it's fine, it's okay, you know, I'm maybe a bit tired, but it's okay, I'll stand. You remain sitting. This is generally what a person would do. And this was the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Abu Lubaba radhiallahu anhum, they're thinking, Ya Rasulullah, no, Ya Rasulullah, you stay. You ride the camel, it's okay, we can walk. We'll continue walking, Ya Rasulullah. This is what they wish for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than, you know, they love themselves. They would, alhamdulillah, have done, given their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how they reacted. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that neither are you stronger than me, nor am I in any less need indeed than yourselves. This is really beautiful. This is really, really beautiful, very important, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, that we understand this beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Neither are you stronger than me. No doubt they cannot be stronger than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, even during the battle of Khandaq, which is known in English as the Battle of the Trench, it said about the companions that there was a huge rock, and the companions, they were trying to break this rock, but they were not able to break it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, he gives it one hit and it splits into two. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he breaks it. The strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Allahu Akbar, on another level, Maldivians. Remember, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does, it gives him an even higher, a greater status. It gives him an even greater and greater and greater status in the Akhirah. It's not that, you know, he needs any, that he is even equivalent to us in deeds or anything. No way. Remember, my dear viewers, inshallah, alhamdulillah, this is our qeed, our belief, that a person, he can spend his entire life, he can spend his entire life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he spent one day as a companion, as a Muslim, where his entire life is spent as a non-Muslim, but then he accepts Islam, even if he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even one moment in this state, and he passes away, we can spend our entire lives worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being free and refraining from sins, we could still never gain or achieve that status of that one companion who had laid eyes on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for one moment, and then he had passed away in the state of belief, my dear viewers. We can never reach that status. How could it ever be possible for us to reach the status of a prophet or a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's impossible. Yes, it's impossible. It's not possible whatsoever. But yet, why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this? It's a lesson for us to teach us, my dear viewers, that sometimes don't ever think, oh yes, I'm good. Never think, oh I'm good, I'm doing enough. No, you can always do more. Never think, oh yes, people consider me to be a sheikh or a scholar or a peer or, you know, anything like this, my dear viewers, a spiritual guide, a peer is. Anything like this, and never think, oh no, that's it. He needs the reward more, he needs the swab more. And no, never think this. We should always strive to earn more reward. We should always try to earn more good deeds. My dear viewers, inshallah, we shall hear some of the possibly stories, the events from the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the events from the lives of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first, let's inshallah listen to the daily reminder. Which reminder do we have for today? Inshallah azzawajal, we shall hear it right now. My dear viewers, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Offering salah is fard upon us 5 times a day. And remember, there are so many blessings of offering salah. Salah brings barakah, salah brings blessings, salah increases sustenance. Salah is the key to Jannah. And it will be, inshallah, means of light in our dark grave. At the same time, inshallah, this will be noor for us on Pul Sirat, Bridge of Sirat. But remember, the one who does not offer salah, it's also a great missing in his life, and it is a grave sin also. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentions in Fatawa Razaviyah, the one who intentionally misses a single salah becomes deserving of staying in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qada. Allahu Akbar. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, can you imagine that just one salah, if someone misses, then astaghfirullah, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is displeased, then he'll have to stay for 1,000 years in Jahannam, in hellfire. May Allah forbid. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah protect us. But do you know what is the lightest punishment in the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned, the lightest punishment, the person who will have hellfire will be such that he'll be given to wear the shoes made of fire, and his body's mind will boil like water in the kettle. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all the believers from the fire of hell. And may Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we offer salah 5 times a day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. إن شاء الله was our daily reminder, mashallah, by our respected Rizwan, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless him. Now today we're speaking about greed, so we've learned that greed is actually a good thing too. What does it mean by greed though? Many times we wouldn't even call it greed, but it is greed, isn't it? It's to wish, to desire for more, to wish for good things, for sawab, to perform more good actions, to do more good actions. This is what it is, my dear viewers, that we have this desire, this wish, this urge to perform more good actions, you know, to perform more nawafil, to continue to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite more durood sharif. This is good greed, my dear viewers. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he once asked, he says, who is fasting? Who is fasting? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he says, me, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then continues. He says, Who has prayed somebody's funeral prayer? Meaning today, who's prayed somebody's funeral prayer? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asks, who has visited the sick? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then continues, who has fed a miskeen, the destitute, the poor person? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, whosoever possesses these attributes, whosoever accumulates and possesses all these attributes, that person shall enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this, my dear friends. Firstly, alhamdulillah, no doubt, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, the greatest of the companions, all of the companions, the greatest of men, after the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, afdal al-bashar ba'd al-anbiya. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. But my dear viewers, if you think about it, the first thing, who is fasting today? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, me, Ya Rasulullah. So fasting. And then who prays somebody's funeral prayer? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, me, Ya Rasulullah. He prays somebody's funeral prayer that same day. He visits the sick. He feeds the poor. Allahu Akbar. All of these things. A person who does all of these, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that person is a jinnati. No doubt, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, as well as every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are all jinnati, my dear viewers. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean, jinnati? Meaning, they are destined for the beautiful, fragrant, God, those things which no eye has ever seen, no mind can ever comprehend. Jannah, my dear viewers, paradise, eternal paradise. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that He has promised, He has prepared for them. What? Jannah, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. These are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, something we must understand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was somebody who was ma'asum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was somebody who was no doubt already granted Jannah. There's no doubt about it. The Prophet is the greatest of all mankind, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, he would strive, he would spend his entire nights worshipping. So much so that his feet, he would move from one side to the other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would spend his entire nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying, my dear viewers of Madinah inshallah. He would remain in sajda, he would remain in sajda for so long. Subhanallah, our guest has joined us too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He looked a little confused. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Yaki?
Alhamdulillah,
ala kulli hal. Jazakallahu khairan for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. We're speaking about greed. We're just speaking about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who's fasting today? He says, me, Ya Rasulullah. Who's visited the sick? Me, Ya Rasulullah. Who's been to a funeral? Me, Ya Rasulullah. Who's fed the poor? Me, Ya Rasulullah. Whosoever has all of these attributes shall enter Jannah.
MashaAllah, in regards to the topic of greed, the hadith always just comes into my mind. Whenever I hear the word greed, Indeed. It comes into my mind that, I'm paraphrasing, that the only thing that will fill the stomach of the human is the mud. These narrations, the summaries of these narrations are found within the seerah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, where he's ordering his companions, his followers, to stay away from greed. And the reason why greed, one of the reasons you can say is why greed is so looked down upon, is because, as the Prophet himself mentioned, that love of the world is the root cause of evil. So greed in the sense of worldly matters, or in the sense of having long desires and long hopes, this is something that's looked down upon in Sharia. But greed in terms of good deeds, pious deeds, greed in terms of wanting to attain more pleasure of Allah, that is something that is rewarded and is appreciated in Sharia.
SubhanAllah, something which comes to mind is Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It said that once Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he
He began to recite the Quran. This was his last moments. He begins to recite the glorious Quran. And they say that, you know, why now? He's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt about it. They say that, why now? And he says, look, my deeds are coming to a close. So I wish for the last thing to be that I'm reciting the glorious Quran. So these people, it was a greed, but it was a good greed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A good greed to do things. And something which is really important, something which is very important, is that, Habiba, if I was to be holding a bowl, let's just say it was a bowl of milk, and I was to be walking and somebody was to push me, milk would fall. If it was to be a bowl of water, if somebody was to push me, water would fall. Because that's what's in the bowl. Now, similarly, us Muslims, my dear viewers, just humans generally, the things we are used to, the things we are used to saying, now those things they would come out and we would just generally say them. So you see that some people swear and they're like, oh damn, I shouldn't have said that. So what does this show? That can never be the first time this person's ever sworn. Would you believe that's ever the first time? No. Why? Because if somebody's doing something, you can say subconsciously, second nature, is because a habit has built up.
Definitely, yeah.
A habit has built up. So we need to be very, very careful as to what our habits are.
What we put into our bowl.
Yes, what we put into our bowl. We must make a habit. We must have this greed. We must make it a habit of ours. That whatever comes out of our mouth, it is good. So that when spontaneously something does come out of our mouth, it is only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When if we are to be on our deathbed, if we can barely say anything, if something is to come out of our mouth, it is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Habibi, let's inshallah go to our daily hadith sharif. But if you would, let's move to our daily hadith sharif inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Our goal in life is to succeed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain acceptance in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And inshallah, that will result in us entering Jannah, paradise. And that's our real abode. This dunya that we sometimes become so engrossed and lost in is nothing compared to the hereafter and Jannah. Paradise, subhanallah, that is the goal. That is the end goal of a believer. And there are such blessings that we can only comprehend them to a certain extent through the wordings in the hadith, etc. But in reality, when we enter Jannah, subhanAllah, we will see that that is truly a grand place, a grand abode, the greatest abode for the believers. But let me tell you a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which is in Tirmidhi and Mishkat. And this highlights how superior Jannah is in comparison to the world. Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّ مَا يَقِلُّ ظُفُرٌ مِمَّا فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَدَأَ, if anything of paradise, which is equivalent to a nail, were to become zahir, apparent, لَتَزَخْرَفَتْ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ خَوَافِقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, then the edges or the corners of the heavens and the earth would become adorned with it. These are beautiful. Even something small as a nail of paradise, something of paradise, if that was to become apparent, then what would it do? It would adorn and embellish the edges, the corners, the sides of the heavens of the earth. وَلَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ اِطَّلَعَ فَبَدَأَ أَسَاوِرُهُ لَطَمَسَ ضَوْءُهُ ضَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ كَمَا تَطْمِسُ الشَّمْسُ ضَوْءَ النُّجُومِ. And if a man of Jannah, paradise, were to glance upon the earth, if he were to just look at the earth, and his bracelets, asawir, were to become apparent, the luminosity of those bracelets would extinguish the light of the sun. Just as the brightness of the stars is extinguished due to the luminosity of the sun. Subhanallah, this is just one hadith in regards to Jannah, in regards to paradise. Paradise is far greater than we can ever think. Paradise is the greatest abode, and this is what we should aim for. We get lost in the dunya, engrossed in the dunya. We are not to stay here forever. We are to stay in and reside in Jannah, inshallah, and we have to work towards it as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's inshallah move to we've got our fruit segment. Let's go to the fruit segment. And then inshallah, we shall continue. My dear viewers, what's your favorite fruit? Let's take a look at today's fruit, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today's fruit, peaches. Peaches are small fruits with a fuzzy peel and a sweet white or yellow flesh. Peaches are related to plums, they're cousins, they're related. Apricots also, cherries and even almonds. They are considered drupes or stone fruits because their flesh surrounds a shell that houses an edible seed. They can be eaten on their own or even added to a variety of dishes. What's more, peaches are nutritious and may offer an array of health benefits, including improved digestion, smoother skin, and allergy relief. Just one fruit has up to 15% of the vitamin C you require each day. This nutrient helps your body heal wounds and keeps your immune system going strong. It also helps get rid of free radicals, those chemicals that have been linked to cancer because they can damage your cells. It improves your eyesight. It's good in keeping the digestion running smoothly. It said that one medium peach can give you as much as 9% of the fiber your body requires each day. High fiber foods can protect you from health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and several types of cancer. And getting enough fiber can also prevent constipation. It helps you remain at a healthy weight. Clocking in at fewer than 60 calories, peaches have no saturated fats, cholesterol, or sodium. And more than 85% of a peach is water, plus foods high in fiber are more filling. It contains vitamin E. It keeps your bones healthy also. It is good for your gut. It gives you something to smile about. Yes, peaches are also exciting, sweet, nice fruits. And my dear viewers, the fiber, potassium, vitamin C content in peaches all support our heart health. Let's make it a habit of ours to regularly eat peaches. Add peaches to your five a day.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Habiba, we don't have much time. Habiba, good greed, what message would he leave the people with, inshallah?
Definitely one of the ways that we can increase the good greed is by understanding what things are classified as good. So doing adhkar, doing good deeds, and as the Quran mentions, well, we should help one another in good deeds. Ta'awunu alal birri wa la ta'awunu alal ithmi wal udwan, that help your brothers in good deeds and do not help them in bad deeds and sins. So we should help one another as well in increasing our deeds. And just as we desire that we want to have a good house, and some people have greed for this, some people have greed for cars, you know, greed for money, And the main reason why is either for themselves or it's for their family members as well. So same thing with religious and piety. You should have greed that I want to be the most pious myself, and also I want my children and my family members to be pious as well. So increase their good deeds as well, and make that environment at home that you are all doing azkar together, you are all praying together, you are all eating together, that madri environment, that dini environment at home. So then inshallah you can increase in piety.
SubhanAllah, especially salah, this is possibly the most important. Yes, you know, it is the most important, isn't it? Because
definitely.
Five times a day.
Hmm.
5 times a day, my dear viewers. All year round, not only, for example, Ramadan Sharif, only the month of Ramadan Sharif we have to fast. Salah is 5 times a day. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from ever missing a single prayer. If we have missed any prayers, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to make up for these and perform tawbah. SubhanAllah, we don't have time for this right now, my dear viewers. Inshallah, another time we can learn and hear about this. That's all for now, Habiba. Jazakallahu khairan for giving us your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. My dear viewers of Madani channel, that's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning. Try to recite as much durood sharif as possible. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night.